You're listening to WYSO on WYSO.org and NPR One. The United States Supreme Court recently allowed the Trump administration's travel ban to take effect while lawsuits challenging it move through the courts. The ban restricts entry into the U.S. by travelers from eight mostly Muslim-majority countries: Somalia, Syria, Iran, Libya, Yemen, Chad, North Korea, and Venezuela. The restrictions have sparked controversy since a previous version of the policy was announced earlier this year. WYSO News intern Angela Hatcher has more.
At Miami University, Darshini Parthasarathy fears for her own status on campus. Darshini, who goes by Darsh, is a junior studying political science and psychology. She was born and raised in the United Arab Emirates. The country borders Saudi Arabia and is not far from Yemen, Iran, and other countries included in the travel ban. Darsh's parents are originally from India. She's Hindu, not Muslim, and her country is not included in the ban. But sitting on a couch at the university's Office of Diversity Affairs, she says she's still worried about the ban because the UAE is overwhelmingly Muslim.
Not every other country is populated with Muslims, right? And that's what's being targeted right now. Like, even though you won't outright say it, and that's scary. Like, what if UAE ends up being one of the countries? Do my parents need to move so I can still continue to go here?
Critics of the travel ban say it unjustly targets Muslims. The Trump administration has maintained the ban does not specifically target Muslims. Officials say the new tailored restrictions are needed to tighten immigration vetting procedures. Darsh is one of three students from the United Arab Emirates attending Miami University. Overall, there are just under 100 students from the affected countries at Miami, Wright State, and the University of Dayton. And despite the ban, officials from the three universities say they are continuing to process student visas and admission applications for students. Under the ban, students from the affected countries with valid travel documents who are already in the U.S. will be allowed to stay, but prospective international students may be subject to enhanced vetting. Michelle Streeter-Ferrari is director of Wright State University's Center for International Education. Streeter-Ferrari and her team have been working individually with students to ensure they understand how the current travel ban affects them.
Students from the impacted countries can still apply for a student visa to come and study in the U.S. So as a recruiting method, and also to be very clear to students, let them know that this won't impact their ability to apply to Wright State and get a visa.
University of Dayton Director of International Student Services Tim Cao has also been fielding questions and concerns from the school's close-knit international student body.
Yeah, we've heard a lot from students. They're, you know, justifiably very concerned, worried about what this means for them and their families, both here and those who may want to come visit. It's a barrier, it's a nuisance, it's something that's concerning them, and it saddens us to see their frustration.
Miami University student Darshini Parthasarathy says the travel ban has made many Middle Eastern students on campus wonder, do they belong in America and are they welcome here?
Why would a child want to grow up in a community where they're not accepted, or knowing that they're not accepted just because of who they believe in or what they believe in or what their parents have taught them and what they see in the media?
A number of legal challenges to the travel ban continue to make their way through the court system. The cases are expected to be heard in the coming weeks. For WYSO, I'm news intern Angela Hatcher.
Thanks for listening to WYSO on WYSO.org and NPR One.